Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
That's what we do. Insperity. Inspiring business performance.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me this half hour because I got some things I want to say. As you know, every week, at least once a week, I take a segment or two and share some thoughts with you. And I want to talk today about your long-term real estate plans. You know, when the jury was still out on your business, mine too, on whether we were going to survive or not, you probably didn't know that you probably didn't want to enter into a long-term location commitment. I didn't. I was month to month in the early days. But if you think you're going to make it now, if it looks like, as it did for me once upon a time, if it looks like you actually might make it, you can actually think about a long-term commitment. This might be a good time for you to take a serious look and where you want to establish your business, where you want to put down a root for your business. So that means long-term real estate planning. And that means in that decision that you want to put down a roots in somewhere and establish your business in the ground, that means one of two things, either ownership or a long-term lease. So as you know, I've talked about the direct ownership issue in the past and the advantages quite recently, but before I move on to leasing, I want to remind you about what I call the stealth benefit of business ownership. If you own your own building, you own the property personally, and the company pays you rent. Your company pays you rent. It's beautiful. Number two, you have control over your real estate future. If you own it, nobody can kick you off of it. Number three, rental income increases over time, even though your payment doesn't. Number four, the rent is passive income. That means you pay no payroll tax on rental income. Under a triple net lease that your company has with you, your company will pay all the property expenses. You keep all the rent. Number six, you deduct depreciation and depreciation and interest on your personal tax return. Number seven, the real estate appreciation that happens with your building accrues to you. And number eight, when you sell the business, you can lease the property to the new owner. That can become part of your retirement. So those are just some of the reasons why owning your building might be the right thing to do. But if it's not, you may want to do a long-term lease. And a long-term lease means it's several years in length, at least 5, 10, or maybe even more. And a long-term lease is necessarily more sophisticated. The first evidence of sophistication that you'll see will be in who pays what expenses on the way to determining how much the base rent should be. Unlike when you rent an apartment with an all-inclusive fixed monthly rent payment, right? How much is the rent on the apartment? It's $500 a month. And you pay the utilities or something like that, right? That's an all-inclusive type thing. Well, most commercial leases are not quite like that. In a long-term commercial lease, typically some or all of the company's property's operating expenses are allocated to the tenant. They're called net leases, and there are three kinds. The first is a single net lease, a net lease, which includes the basic monthly lease payment with the possibility of a limited number of other obligations that will vary from property to property. So let's say you rent just an office space inside of an office building, you'll probably pay just a net lease and maybe a little fee for utilities or something, common area utilities. That's a net lease, very simple compared to others. Then there's the net lease, the double net lease. then you'll have a smaller monthly payment, plus you'll be paying a little more on the property expenses. This is more likely if you've got a standalone building. You're renting an individual property, and you're either the only one, or you're one of maybe a handful of businesses, like a strip center or something like that. So you'll pay a smaller monthly lease, but you'll pay insurance, taxes, maybe even some maintenance, but not exterior maintenance typically, usually interior maintenance. And then you've got the triple net lease. This has all the elements of a double net lease, plus the tenant typically pays all operating expenses, including maintenance, like the lease that your business has with you when you own the real estate. So the on a triple net lease, the payment, the base lease payment is lower, but you pay essentially all the expenses, the property tax, the insurance, the maintenance, et cetera, et cetera. If you see a tenant, like an anchor company in a mall, that's probably a net lease. I'm sorry, triple net lease. It's likely that you'll consider rental space that differs in price, in terms, and square footage. And how do you compare those? Well, you have to convert all lease expenses into an annual square foot rate. And here's how you do the math. And let's say for a 5-year lease, add all the annual obligations like lease payments, insurance, taxes, etc., plus the amount of all the scheduled increases over the full term, and divide that by 5, by the 5 years of your term, right? So add all the expenses up that you think you're going to have, that you're told you're going to have, and divide that by 5. Then divide that annual number by the interior square footage of the space, 1,000 feet, 3,000 feet, 10,000 feet. That will produce an annual square foot rent rate that you'll use to compare properties. So if you want to compare a 2,000-foot property with a 3,000-foot property, you do this math that I just told you about, and you can come up with what their comparable lease rates are. Unlike the basic monthly lease payment, additional obligations like insurance, taxes, and maintenance will hit you oftentimes as an annual bill. And so you want to make sure to establish a monthly reserve in order to have enough cash when the annual expense occurs, and to cushion the blow if a roof leaks and you're in charge of maintenance. If there's a roof leak or an air conditioner goes out, be sure to have a little bit of a reserve if you're doing a long-term lease. It's smart business to make long-term real estate decisions, but you have to be smart about it. Surprises are for birthdays. This is business. 20 after, I'm Jim Blessingham. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.